100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here, and I'm actually on the phone with, drumroll, Dan and Shay right now. How's it going, guys?
What's going on? We're doing great. We're out on the road right now. We're in Scranton, Pennsylvania, of all places. So we're hanging, and yeah, it's good to hear your voice.
Scranton? Do you see Michael Scott up there?
Yeah, he's actually on the bus with us right now, but he can't talk right now. He's on a phone call, but I love paper like yeah. Michael.
Sounds about right.
I think actually a bunch of our guys are actually on the office tour right now as we speak. They're going around seeing different places that were on the show. So that's probably pretty exciting.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I didn't know that was a thing.
I did not know that it was a thing either. I don't think they knew it was a thing. Actually, I guess they had to have known it was a thing because they didn't just find out about it. I think they've been looking forward to this for a while now. So
I would be, too. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now I want to go to Scranton, Pennsylvania just for that.
Come on up. We still got time.
Hey, let me just, like, book a flight right now with the very low bank account that I have. No big deal.
Yeah, we might not be of much assistance either.
It's fine. We're fine. So, Dan, it's your birthday today?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's always fun to be on the road for your birthday. You know, we're doing what we love. We love being out here and getting in front of the fans, so that's always the best way to celebrate. So, yeah, I'm not getting any younger, though, so kind of a bummer. You know, the birthday keeps sneaking up. I'm like, not another one. Come on.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy your day. So, what I really have you guys on the phone for is to talk about All to Myself, which is number 2 right now, correct? And we're trying to push that up to number 1?
Correct. That is exactly right. Thank you so much for having us on. It's definitely exciting, you know. It's been amazing to see the life of this song, and our fans kind of raised their hand very early on this song and said that this is one of their favorites, and really cool to be able to put this out as a single and watch it, hopefully, fingers crossed, ring the bell this weekend. So it's exciting, man. It's a good birthday present for Dan. A number one would be a really nice really nice gift.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're gonna push it on our end, and hopefully we can help with that.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We love y'all over here. Another thing I wanted to talk to y'all about, a few months back, y'all were over in the Baton Rouge area for Bayou Country Superfest, and
yeah.
It was a great performance, by the way. That was the first time I had seen y'all live. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was so much fun. It was cool for us to be on such a big stage in that big stadium. But I think more importantly, you know, at the core of all of this, we're just huge country music fans, and like right when we got off stage, we went out into the crowd and we got the fanboy for Kenny Chesney, who's one of our favorite artists of all time. So like you saw these two crazy guys in the crowd singing all the words, like jumping up and down to his songs. That was us.
I love it. Another thing I loved was after y'all sang Speechless and that airplane flew across Tiger Stadium and it said, I don't remember,
Yeah.
Dominique, will you marry me? I was, like, crying into my beer. Like, my friend Rachel was like, Abby, look! And I was like, oh, my God, that's so nice. Does that happen a lot at y'all's shows?
That's the first time in an airplane. But it happens, honestly, it's happened probably every show that we've played the last year, which is an incredible thing. It's pretty wild looking back. You can usually see, like, a commotion going on. And usually it's kind of back in the crowd. But it happened recently, like, right in front of us, like, right on the thrust. So we actually got to see it go down, which was a really cool thing. But the airplane thing was definitely a first. I'm like kind of surprised that I don't know how that guy made that happen.
I know.
Crazy that they would let someone fly an airplane over the stadium. That was pretty cool to see.
He must have the ends with someone because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I want to know how he pulled that off.
That's some pretty high clearance you got to get to do that, I feel like.
I know. He, like, set the bar for every other girl who was in that stadium with a boyfriend. She's probably looking at her significant other like, mm-hmm, you see that? Like, my turn next.
Totally. The plane was – I'm glad she said yes because the plane was flying around for a long time. It would have really rubbed it in that guy's face if she had said no and the plane kept flying around and he had to look at that.
That would have been so terrible.
Yeah, guys in that suit, like you said, the guys with girlfriends are probably like, are you kidding me? Like, now my girlfriend's going to expect something like this.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah, that dude set the bar really high. Like, props to him. Who?
It's kind of like taking your girl to, like, if you're not married, taking her to a wedding. That's, like, a really nice wedding. You don't want her to see that and have that high of expectations. Because weddings are very expensive.
Oh, yeah. That's what I hear. My dad told me, he was like, we setting the budget low. I was like, I'll wear a trash bag as long as I can have an open bar, Dad. Like, it's fine.
That's what it's all about.
So I saw that y'all are going on tour with Shawn Mendes this fall. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're huge fans of his, and he's a big fan of country music as well. That's how he initially reached out. He was posting on Twitter about country music and that he was a big fan of ours. So we connected, and, you know, we've worked in the studio a little bit together, and he's a good friend of ours. So also, any chance we get to go to Australia, we're totally down for that.
Yeah.
And, we appreciate him reaching out and making that offer to us. We're going to, you know, get to play in front of a huge crowd every night. You know, I think he's doing arenas and stadiums down there. So it's going to be good exposure for us and a nice kind of mini vacation that we're going to try to take advantage of because it's like a 30-hour flight. So you got to really enjoy it while you're there.
Is it really 30 hours? Are you being...
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Like, it's so long that you just started, you know, thinking about living there. I feel like that's when people just end up living there. They go on the flight and they're like, well, I'm not going to do that again, so I'll just stay here.
That's it. I'm done.
If we don't come back, Dan and I live in Australia.
So if we can't find y'all in the next few months, we know where you're at.
You know where we're at.
So one last question for you guys. Out of all the songs that are on the charts right now, excluding your own, which one is your favorite? Country charts.
Ooh, honestly, like... I probably shouldn't be plugging this on the air because we're going neck and neck to get number one right now with him. But Luke Combs' Beer Never Broke My Heart is pretty dang awesome. We were in Australia the first time we heard it. We were doing an acoustic show with him, and he sang it. The song wasn't even out yet. And I remember after the first chorus, we were like, well, that's going to be a smash. And here we are, like, well, how about that timing, like going up against him for number one? He already had a few weeks at number one. So he can get out of there and it's our turn.
Oh, my God. It's such a good song, though. But so is All to Myself. So, like, I could understand why that's neck and neck. Tracy Lawrence said that was his favorite song out right now, too. Everyone loves that song.
I love it. It's a smash.
It's so good. It's such a banger. Well, I appreciate y'all calling in.
We really appreciate you taking the time. And I just had a huge shout out to our fans. Thanks so much for calling and requesting the song. And hopefully this will ring the bell with this one, and we just appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and hopefully we get to see you again real soon.
Yes, absolutely, me too. Thank y'all so much again for calling in. We're going to keep plugging All to Myself. You make sure you keep plugging All to Myself so we can help Dan and Shay get to number one, and it's Abby Lee with 100.7 The Tiger.